A month-long celebration of LGBTIQ plus pride has reached its grand finale, with people taking to the streets for a marquee parade in New York and around the world. The wide-ranging festivities have functioned as both celebrations and political protests, as participants recognize the community's gains, while also calling attention to recent anti-LGBTIQ plus laws, such as bans on transgender healthcare passed by Republican-led states. The first Pride March was held in New York City in 1970 to commemorate the one-year anniversary of the Stonewall Inn uprising, a riot which began with a police raid on a Manhattan gay bar. In addition to the New York Pride March, the city is also hosting the Queer Liberation March, an activism-centered event launched 5 years ago amid concerns the more mainstream parade had become too corporate. Those attending the event say it's more important than ever to come together.
I think it's really fun as a community to be able to express our individuality, but together as a group. And I'm really excited to see all the fun floats and everything.
I think it's really important for everyone to come together and like celebrate everybody and how different everybody is, but we're all like unified by our sexuality.
I mean, representation for the queer community is pretty important, you know, given everything going on in the country right now and how people view us. So, I think it's very important.